You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Etu union members working for the New Zealand Steel Mill in Glenbrook have welcomed the government's offer to contribute funding for new electric furnaces to halve coal use at the site. The $140 million investment will require upskilling for workers to use. I spoke with Joe Gallagher of Etu about the challenges involved in the transition, the benefits, and what workers would need to do. I started by asking for an overview of Etu Union.
Etu is the largest private sector union in New Zealand. We are involved in the aged care sector, hospitals, obviously heavy industry like New Zealand Steel, all the major electrical companies in New Zealand, telecommunications, aviation. We look after the flight attendants. So we are pretty comprehensive union.
What does the funding of up to $140 million to reduce carbon emissions at Glenbrook mean for the environment?
Oh, look, I think it signals a significant reduction in emissions. A less reliance on coal, and that's got to be a good thing for the environment.
What does Glenbrook plan to spend the $140 million on?
Look, they're going to install an electric blast furnace, and obviously that'll be powered by electricity, and that will mean there'll be less reliance on coal, and it secures the future of the mill for at least another 20 years, which is good for the community and the workforce.
Some of the steel produced will be from recycled sources. How will this affect overall production?
Look, I think, they run a pretty comprehensive system out there. I don't think it will affect the overall production. They're a pretty experienced outfit. They've been around since the 1960s, and I think they'll just blend it in. They've got good planning processes in place in New Zealand Steel to deal with this type of stuff.
How will it be ensured that all workers will keep their jobs?
Look, we're going to engage with New Zealand Steel as we have with other industries around creating a just transition process that allows us to ensure that the workers are potentially retrained or redeployed into other roles. We think this could be a blueprint for industry in New Zealand. As we continue to transition away from using fossil fuels.
What does a just transition for workers mean?
It means that you have a fully comprehensive process where you engage the workforce. You look to tailor individual programs for each worker and, work out what their needs are, whether it's retraining, redeployment, or potentially support around financial planning for retirement. So you create a suite of options that allow you to, work through it, and that's why we call it a just transition as opposed to a consultation process where they just come in and tell you what's going to happen and you either lose your job or you don't. This is a much more in-depth process, and we've used it at New Zealand Post, and the results have been pretty pleasing and pretty positive.
Will the funding for that program fall under the $140 million?
Oh, look, I think the $140 million, is going to be used for the installation of the electric blast furnace. But I think this will be just a normal cost of doing business. But there's also a lot of support from different government agencies around retraining and the like. So we just need to sit down, put together a comprehensive plan, and then work out what agencies we need to involve as part of that process.
You mentioned New Zealand Post went through a similar just transition process. How will the transition here be a blueprint for other businesses who wish to go down a similar route in reducing carbon emissions by changing their processes?
Well, look, I think that, in New Zealand, we are really just at the beginning of this transition away from the reliance on fossil fuels. I think it's important to have put together an agreement that sets out all the things you need to think about and all the things you need to do and all the agencies you need to engage with. And, that's not easy depending on the size and scale of your company. And if we can create a blueprint and some tools and some learnings that we can share with other industries, then that's what we should all be trying to achieve.
Is there anything else Glenbrook will need to keep in mind to make the transition a smooth one?
Look, I think we're all on the right track, but I think that they'll need to keep in mind that this is actually, you know, really critical for the Franklin community and for the workforce, and we need to ensure that it goes as smoothly and easily as it can possibly go.
That was Etu Union Representative Joe Gallagher on the upgrade at the New Zealand Steel Mill in Glenbrook.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.